We're continuing in the Siddur. We're actually not going to learn anything from the Siddur particularly tonight. Tonight's going to be an introduction to Az Yashar. We want to learn tonight, why do we say Shiras Hayam in Psukah Dezimra? We've said multiple times again and again, and we've learned over and over, that Psukah Dezimra are Shirei David Avdecha. It's supposed to be the song, it's supposed to be the Tehillim of David HaMelech. So why are we pulling this piece of Chumash, as beautiful as the Shira is, and as magnificent as it is in describing the splitting of the sea, and the death of the Egyptians, and all these different things, why are we saying this in Psukah Dezimra? And that's what we want to discuss tonight. What's our kavanah? What are we trying to do when we say Az Yashir in Psukah Dezimra? So let's begin. First, let's talk about the history. The saying of Shiras Hayam, the fact that we say Vayosha Hashem and Az Yashir Moshe, all of those things, is a minhag that begins in the days of the Gaonim. What that means is, it's one of the latest additions to the Siddur. The Siddur as we have it, Psukah Dezimra, we spoke about it a little bit today when learning Derech Hashem. The Siddur as the Psukah Dezimra is established by Chazal. In the days of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, in the days, you know, towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, after, you know, the Purim story, that's around the time when the Siddur and Psukah Dezimra was put together. And original Psukah Dezimra is Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the five Halalukas, and finishing with Yishtabach. That's original Psukah Dezimra. And then, over time, in the days of the Gemara, in the early days of the Gaonim, we added Yichavod and Mismor Lasoda, and we spoke about the addition of the pieces from Nechem, we spoke about the last 2 weeks. But Az Yashir is one of the latest things that is added to the Siddur, to the extent that it was not even really accepted by most of the Rishonim. By the Rishonim, I mean from the days after Rashi and the Rambam. It's not even clear it's part of the Siddur. I'll give you some examples over here. One of the earliest records is from the Tshuvas of Rav Natronai Gon. Rav Natronai Gon is from the period of the Gonim. He lives around the 800s, 900s. We're talking about over 1,000 years ago. And he writes in this Shuba. He says, "V'kasav Rav Natronai Gon Hachi, Upsuke Dezimra Shanu Omrim B'chol Yom." The Psukah Dezimra that we say every single day, Kan B'shtei Yeshivas, in the two yeshivas in Bavel. What are the two yeshivas in Bavel? Sura and Pumbedisa, right? So Ein Ragilin Lomar Az Yashir Moshe. The minhag was not to say Az Yashir Moshe. They didn't say it in their yeshiva. Meaning some communities were saying it, but a lot of communities were not saying it in the morning, right? People always talk about, if I have to skip, what do I say? Can you imagine how much more time you'd have for davening in the morning? If you didn't have to say Az Yashir, you'd have an extra, 2 minutes for davening. But rather, after they finished the Gezimah, they would go straight into saying Shema. In other shuls, they say Vayosha, which is the beginning of Az Yashir, V'chol HaShira, and all of the Shira, V'chol HaShabasos, V'chol HaMod, V'chol HaYom HaKippurim. In some communities, they only said Az Yashir on Shams and Yantif. So we see that it was beginning to be said around the 800s, 900s, but it wasn't, by all means, something that was totally accepted, that people said everywhere. In the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, which is the earliest Siddur that we have, there's different versions that mention it, and different versions that don't. So again, it's somewhere in between. Let's look in the Machzor Vitri. Everyone has the Machzor Vitri in front of them. The Machzor Vitri is written by Rav Simcha of Vitri. Rav Simcha of Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi. It was Rashi's, one of his closest Talmidim. So Rashi died in what year? 1105, right? Rashi lived 1040 to 1105. So Rav Simcha Vitri is living in the early 1100s, and he has a tshuva from the community of Rome in Italy. There was correspondences back and forth from France and to Italy. Italy had a major Jewish community at that time. In fact, there is a nusach called Nusach Roma, that Italians had their own nusach. Right? We're talking Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz, Edut Mizrach. There is a special nusach called Nusach Roma, which was the nusach used only by Italians. And there are a few Jewish communities in the world that still daven that nusach to this day. Let's look at the tshuva to Rav Simcha Vitri, to the community of Rome. He says, "Do you should know? Kishira sayam hayam min hagenu minag kokal Roma. The saying of Az Yashir is the community is the minag of the community of Rome. Umina kokhilos ashir sivosenu, and the minag of the communities surrounding Rome and Italy as well. Ashir bisfarad, also in Spain, mayom galus Yerushalayim, from the days of galus Yerushalayim, the Arata." Well, that's something very interesting, right? They're saying, first of all, that they have minhagim for when the Jews were sent into exile after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash by the Romans. Where did they go? They went to Rome, right? The Romans took Jews to Rome, Italy. They're saying they have minhagim of davening going all the way back to the destruction of the second base of Mikdash around the year 70. That is amazing that they have a record of those minhagim. And apparently, they would say, Az Yashir, going back all the way back to that time was part of their daily davening. Okay, then he says in the next paragraph, V'shehenigu rabbeinu la'omra yan ki azmiras chova hayalein la'omra b'chayom. Our rabbis have the tradition we should say it, and therefore we say it every day. Damar of Yosei, hi chelki migomrei halal b'chayom. My portion should be with those who say halal every single day. U'maskana ki amrim b'pizik in azimra, u'lefichach tikkun rabbeinu la'omra imam zu hashira shehi al mapalas oyveinu. So now we have the first inkling of why we say Az Yashir. It is a special Shira, a special song that talks about the downfall of our enemies. Their enemies should stop afflicting us. I think that gives us something to think about during these times. We want to have kavana. Where in our davening do we talk to Hashem about the downfall of our enemies, those who come to attack the Jewish people? So the community of Rome is telling us, Az Yashir. Az Yashir is a place in davening where we reflect and we thank Hashem for the downfall of our enemies, those who come against the Jewish people and try to destroy us. Who else writes about this? The Rokeach. The Rokeach was Rav Elazar of Germeiser, Rav Elazar of Mainz, who was sitting in Germany. So he writes in his Siddur, he says, Keshavo gon Rabbana Moshe Meluka, Rav Moshe Meluka, ben Rabbanan Kalonimus, the son of our great Rabbi Kalonimus, b'yimei hamelech Karlo, l'medinas Magensa. So without going through all the history, there was a king in Germany and his name was Carlo. And he had essentially moved this Rabbi Kalonimus to the city of Mainz in Germany. So his minhag was, as b'nei daro lomar mikan ve'elach ad shemo echad. They would say, Az Yashir, until the words ad shemo echad, ki gadol haya ve'en kol dabar ne'ela mimenu, and he was a very big Talmid Chacham, as he must have known what he's talking about. So we see in Germany the minhag exists, in Rome the minhag exists, in a smattering of communities, people are saying this. We'll just end with the Rambam. Or how can we talk about the Siddur without talking about the Rambam? The Rambam writes in Hichos Tefillah in Perek Zayin, Yesh makomo shenagu behen lekros b'chol yom acher shemavarchin yishtabach shiras hayam. Ooh, this is a different minhag, right? The Rambam is saying he knows the communities where they would say Az Yashir after yishtabach. Why do you think they put it after yishtabach? It's true, but even we admit it's not including the original. What do we keep on saying? It's not Shirei David Avdacha, right? So since it's not Shirei David, says the Rambam, we'll say it, but not inside Pesukah Zimra. It has to go somewhere else. It has to have a separate room. It's a separate location. Now, in fact, the Rambam wrote a Siddur. If you open the Rambam Siddur, he does not say Az Yashir. It's not included. So we see there is controversy over whether Az Yashir should be said in the first place. And if it should be said in the first place, is it even inside Pesukah Zimra? But nevertheless, the Siddur that we have contains it, and we do say Az Yashir, and it is part of our davening. So let's talk about why. Why do we say it? So one of the most important commentators on the Siddur is Rav David Avudraham, who was one of the Rishonim. So listen to what he writes in his commentary on the Siddur. He says, L'fi shekol osam chamish asar l'shonos shal shvach hasidurim bebirches yishtabach dorish b'mechilton. So he says, if you look in yishtabach, you'll find there are 15 words of praise. You can count them on your own. We're not going to count them right now. But if you look in Yishtabach, there are 15 words of praise. And he says, if you look in the Mechilta is the Medrash on Shmos. It says, Mitoch Shiras Hayam, Mitoch HaPsukim, Shel Beverech David. He says, seems to say that there are 15 praises in Yishtabach, and there are 15 types of praises in Beverech David and Az Yashir. And therefore, we want the 15 praises of Yishtabach to correspond to something else. And that's why we are saying these praises in Az Yashir to include the amounts of different types of praises of Hashem. And that's actually what's cited by the Tur. The problem is this. Do you know what the problem is? The problem is, if you look in our Mechilta, our version of the Medrash, it doesn't say what he's saying. He's saying something that's not in our version. So we're not entirely sure what he's talking about. I'll give you one example here. Let's look at the Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach. Look what it says over here. It says, Ubnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah. Right? We all know that from the Pesach Seder. Right? Bnei Yisrael went out Biyad Ramah with an outstretched arm. Magid HaKasa. What is the Pasuk telling me? Kishayu HaMitzrim wrote from Achra Yisrael. When the Egyptians are pursuing the Jewish people. Hayu Minatzim Umachrifen Umagadfen. When the Egyptians were pursuing us, they were cursing and they were using nivel peh and they were talking in a disgusting language. But when the Jews were being pursued, we were meromim mishabchin. We were praising, we were davening to Hashem. Hashem is so powerful. V'nosim shir v'shevach u'gedulo tehila. And we were singing and we were praising and we were talking about the greatness and we were more words for praising. Tiferes and Hashem is glory. L'misha milchama shalot. Hashem is the one who controls all war. Okay, so we see there's some idea of praising in Shir Seyam as well. What's the idea? What is the Avudram trying to tell us? In Yishtabach, what are the types of praise? Does anybody have a sitter? Can I have a sitter? Oh, the cover. Okay.
Fancy.
So, fancy, yeah. So he says as follows. He says, in Yishtabach, let's just count a little bit right here. Yishtabach Shimcha liyad malkeinu lekel ha-melech ha-gobah kadosh v'shmaretz. Ki lechana Hashem alkeinu, lekei v'seinu. Shira u'shvacha halel v'zimra, ozum memshala, netzach u'gedula, gebura t'v'es, kedusha malchus, brachos vados, l'shimcha gadol. So if you count there are 15 types of praises of Hashem, right? An English article says, song, praise, lauding, hymns, power, dominion, triumph, greatness, strength, praise, splendor, holiness, and sovereignty, blessings and thanksgiving. All these different ways that we praise Hashem, that we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay? So one of the things it says over here is shir, right? Shir u'shvacha. So one of the types of praises that Yishtabach talks about is the way we talk about Hashem is to sing shir. And therefore, what the Avudra means as follows. There was a feeling that this is Psuka de Zimra. And we have used all these different types of words and methods and tehillims to praise Hashem. But do you know what type of praise of Hashem we don't have in Psuka de Zimra? Shira. We don't have the type of praise that is called shir, singing. And therefore, says the Avudra, the reason why we put Az Yashir into Psuka de Zimra is because we wanted to have a complete unit of all the different types of praises of Hashem. And one of those types of praises is shir. We want to have singing. Now we're going to have to discuss what is about that. Now, how do I know shir is a unique type of shevach of Hashem? So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran on Maseches Pesachim all explain that why don't we make a bracha on the Hallel of Leil HaSeder, right? On Seder night, we say Hallel. Right? Pesach is coming up, right? Not too soon, but soon enough, right? And on the night of the Pesach, we say Hallel. Every other time we say Hallel, we make a bracha, right? Make a Hallel, we say we make bracha on the days of Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, on Chanukah. We make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha when we say Hallel on the night of Pesach? So the Ran explains, because Hallel on the Leil HaSeder is a shira. It's a song to Hashem. It's the spontaneous, emotional outpouring of our thanks of Hashem. And because it is not just Hallel, but it's the special type of shir, the special type of song, we don't make a bracha. The Maharal says this. If you look at the Maharal in his work on Pesach, the Gruas Hashem, so the Maharal says, Ki anachnu chayavim ba'atzmeinu lahalel l'shabech l'fa'er shekeven shu ki'ilu anachnu yatzanu mimitzrayim. The Maharal says that we sing Hallel because we are reenacting on the night of Pesach as if we came out of Egypt. And since it's as if we came out of Egypt, it's spontaneous, right? If you are overcome with emotion, there was some singing today because of a basketball game? No, is there something today? Something like that? No?
Yeah.
DRS, whatever. DRS? Okay, whatever. So, if a person wins a game and they spontaneously burst into song, they're not like, okay, guys, let's get together. Now we're going to sing, okay, on the count of three. One and two and three. No, when you have this emotional feeling, the song just comes through, right? It just bursts forth. So on the night of Pesach, there's no preparation. No. We have just been released from Mitzrayim. Hashem just split the sea. So we burst forth with this song, and there's no bracha beforehand because it's this spontaneous feeling of singing to Hashem. It's a type of praise that comes from inside a person when his emotions pour over. It's an expression of the depths of one's heart. That's what shir is. And we see this in the opening lines of the shira, right? Az yashir Moshe uvenei Yisrael. So Rashi asks a question of pshat. What does the word yashir mean?
We will sing,
right? It's in the plural, right? Yashir, we will sing. That's not true. It should have been they did sing, right? Az shar, then they did sing. So Rashi says, az yashir Moshe, as kishira hanes ala belibo shiashir shira. When they saw the miracle, then yashir, then they decided they would sing. Meaning Rashi says it was ala belibo. It came out. Moshe Rabbeinu did not he didn't sit with his programming director and say, okay, Hashem just split the sea, we came through. So at 2 o'clock, we're going to all gather, at the sea banks, we're going to go to the gym, and we're going to have spontaneous singing. That's not what happens, right? It came out of their hearts. They couldn't control themselves. They just needed to sing to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means to have a shir and a shira. When describing the events of the shira, it cannot be a dry, and then B'nai Israel sang. 1, 2, 3. It just popped up. That's why it's az yashir. They felt it in their hearts, and then it just came out. Yashir. It was just the next future tense that came out of their hearts. The entire concept of a shira is different than modern day song, right? If you look in, we call az yashir a song, right? It is the least songy song that you've ever seen before, no? Right? Nothing rhymes. There's no scale. One sentence is longer. One sentence is shorter. The way it's written, how is it written in the Torah? Right? The Siddur prints it, right? It's the blocks, right? There's two, then two, then one, then two, then one, then two, then one, two, then one, right? The whole thing is weird. It's not a song. It's like a crazy poem. What's going on over here? So the answer is that the shira is the spontaneous expression of the heart. The short lines of az yashir are meant to reenact like bursts of feeling, bursts of expression. One idea, then another idea, then another idea. These short ideas that just came flowing from the hearts of B'nai Yisrael. It's also why az yashir has very weird words. There are words in az yashir that only appear, once in Tanakh, that don't repeat that often. The reason is because B'nai Yisrael were trying to find the words to express their very unique, special emotions. It's a very interesting thing to call the song. But it's not a song in the classical sense of a song that you listen to or you sing to. The word shir in the words of the Torah means that it just pours forth. I'll give you one example. Does anybody know what, the Hasidim go to the Rebbe's tish, and the Rebbe eats a challah or something like that, or fish, they have the leftovers from the Rebbe. Anybody know what it's called? What? It's called shirayim. Why is it, shirayim means leftovers. Why is it called shirayim? Because shir means when there's no more room left in my heart, whatever leftovers I have in my heart, they don't have any place to go, they come pouring forth. So that's why they're called shirayim. Because a shir also represents, it's like the leftovers. Whatever emotions I hold in my heart are there. But whatever I can't hold in my heart anymore, they come bursting forth. It's the leftovers. It's the leftovers of my heart. It's that which is l'shayer, that which is remaining afterwards. That's where the idea comes from. Okay, now, let's look what the halacha says about this. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Nun Aleph, Sifkat and Zayin, everyone has that over there? Everyone sees the Mishnah Berurah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vayomer shiras hayam b'simcha." You should say az yashir every single day, happy. V'yidma b'da'ato, and you should imagine in your mind, ki'ilu ba'oso hayom avar bayam. When you say shiras hayam, you should imagine that on that day, it's as if you crossed through the sea. V'ha'omer b'simcha mochlalo avanosav. And if you say az yashir every day, rejoicing, you will have mechilas avonos. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. You will be forgiven for your averos if you say az yashir b'simcha. We have a lot to unpack over there. Why? And why is it so important to say rejoicing? So the Chafetz Chaim says his source is in the Zohar HaKadosh. So we're going to learn together. Nobody here is a Kabbalist, but we're going to learn together a few pieces of the Zohar. This is from a Hebrew translation of the Zohar into Hebrew by, it's called the Perish HaSulam. The Parsha Sulam is by one of the great Mekubalim of Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag. And he translated the Zohar from the difficult Aramaic into Hebrew. So let's read the Hebrew. Are you going to understand most of what we're saying? No, but you're going to get the idea of what we're trying to convey. Let's read the pieces together. The Zohar says, "He Shira Shel Hamaternisa." This is the song of Malchus. A Maternisa is like a princess. Shiras Hayam is a song of Malchus, of kingship. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Tu Hashem. Lamadznu, we learn. Kol Adam Sha'omer Shira Zu B'chol Yom. Whoever says this song every single day, Umechavim Ban has Kavana. Zoch La'omru L'asad Lavo. You will merit to say Az Yashir when Mashiach comes. Wow, that's a pretty good guarantee. Ki yesh ba'olam ha'avar. There is a world of the past. V'yesh ba'olam ha'ba. There's a world of the future. V'yesh ba'kishrei be'amuna. And they are connected with emuna. V'yesh ba'yimei ha'melech ha'mashiach. And there's also the worlds of the days of Mashiach. V'nesalim aleha kol ha'tishbachos ha'chayrosh ha'omrim ha'elyonim ha'tachtonim. And something about the malachim singing in Shemayim. But that's for right now. So that's amazing. If you say Shira Sayam, b'simcha now, the Zohar guarantees that you will say Shir when Mashiach comes. And then it says in the next piece, Vayomru Leimor, right? We say Vayomru Leimor. And they said, the Shira. Hainu, Leimor Ledore Doris. They said for future generations, Kadei Shalo Yishkach Mehem Leolam. It shouldn't be forgotten forever. Ki kol mi shezach leShira hazub Olam Hazeh. Whoever merits this song in Olam Hazeh, in this world, Zoch Haba Olam Haba, will merit it in Olam Haba. He will merit to sing it in the days of Mashiach. B'simchas Knesset Yisrael b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, rejoicing with the Jewish people and Hashem. Shekasuv Leimor, meaning in the future. Vayomur, they said, Leimor, in the future, you also say the song. Sheperusho Leimor, ba'osu azman. At that time, Leimor, Beretz HaKadosh, in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Sheyeshu Eretz Yisrael Eretz. When we are able to live in Eretz Yisrael, Leimor, you'll say it. And if you say it in Galus, you'll say it by the Gula. We'll just say one more piece from the Zohar again. The Zohar says, this is in Chelek Beis and Kuflam and Beis, Ba b'shash shenemar shiras hayam. At the time when the Jewish people said shiras hayam, misateres knesses Yisrael b'keser hu. They were given a crown. She'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'ateres ha'melech ha'mashiach. The same crown that Hashem will place on Mashiach. That's the crown they wore at shiras hayam. That crown was engraved with the holy names of Hashem. Just like Hashem crowned them on the day they crossed the sea. And he drowned Paro and all of his soldiers. A person has to really put his heart into saying Shira Sayam. Whoever merits to say Shira Sayam in this world, Zoch l'rosas melech ha-mashiach, married to see the Mashiach, b'tikun keser hu, wearing that crown. B'klei zayin hu chagor, with his weapons, b'zoch l'shevach hasher, and we merit all the things of this song. So, do I understand all of these things? No, that's not so important. But it clearly is something that's very important, saying Shir Sayam. That's a very severe guarantee. The Zohar is guaranteeing in three places that if you say Shir Sayam, b'simcha, and you say with kavana, you will merit to see Mashiach and to sing the same song when Mashiach comes. There's a similar comment in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tzav. The Medrash says, "Kol mi she'omer shir ba'olam hazeh, zoch lomar shir la'olam haba." So even if you're not into the Kabbalah and the Zohar, the Medrash says it very clearly, and they defend that practice as well. Okay, now, what's the source of the Mishnah Berurah? Right, the Mishnah Berurah, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? Let's go back and read the Mishnah Berurah again. The Mishnah Berurah said as follows, that you'll get mechilas avonos, right? The Zohar didn't say that, right? The Zohar didn't say you get mechilas avonos. The Zohar just said that you'll merit to see Mashiach. So the source of the Mishnah Berurah is the Chayei Adam. And the source of the Chayei Adam is the Shla, HaKadosh, of Avram, of Yishaya Levi Horowitz, who lived in Prague and then Tzfas at the end of his life, in the end of the 1600s. And the source of the Shla is the Sefer Charedim. Who's the Sefer Charedim? Rav Elazar Azkari, who lived in Sfas until he died in the 1600s, in 1600. So he lived in Sfas in the 1500s. He lived in Sfas at the same time as Rav Yosef Karo, the author of Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, the author of L'cha Dodi, and the Arizal, the greatest teacher of Kabbalah, and Rav Moshe Cordovero. All of the greatest Gedolim all lived in Sfas at the same time in the end of the 1500s. It's crazy. They all like davened at the same shul. Their kids went to the same schools. They went shopping in the same stores. They all lived together. It was an insane time in Jewish history. All these people lived and knew each other. The Alshech, Alshech HaKadosh, or the Perish on Chumash, he was the Darshan. He gave the Shabbos drasha every single week. And he wasn't even the biggest gadol in Tzfas. That's what it was like at Tzfas at that time. So Rav Elazar Azkari lived there as well, and he wrote a book called the Sefer Charedim. Look at what he writes over here. He says, he has a chapter about segulas. The segulas, so he says, Yechavin b'shiras hayam she'omrim b'chol yom. You should have kavanah when you say your shiras hayam every day. La'amra b'kol, out loud, u'besimcha rabba, with great rejoicing. Ki'ilu osa shah yatsa min time, as if you left Egypt. She'omru b'medrash. It says in the medrash, Vayisa Moshe Sisrael me'yam suf. They traveled from Yam Suf. She'hasiyam avanoseyam. That he traveled from their sins. Meaning when they left Yam Suf, they left their sins behind. They were like a tashlich, so to speak. They left their sins by the water. Shenimchlu aydei hashir shamru. Why? Because they were given repentance because of this song that they sang. Shukomi shenaslo nes, one who has a miracle done to them, and he sings shira, and they sing a song. Mochlin lo al kol manavosav, they are forgiven for their sins. Behinei achar shetzivan Hashem lamor shirzu, Hashem told us to sing this because it says if I am really more, you should say it. And therefore, the Zohar says shirut alomar shenamar vosav b'chol yom b'simcha rabba, say b'simcha rabba, great rejoicing. So this is the source. If you say Az Yashir every single day, says Rav Elazar Azkari, you will get mechilas savonos, and it's a time for tshuva. Let's just conclude with a statement of a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Kuf Yud Ches, HaKori Hal B'chol Yom, HaRezim Mecharef Megadev. One who says Hal every single day is a one who is a blasphemer, one who is like an apikores, who denies God. What? What does that mean? We just said it's amazing to say Hal every single day. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes there in the Gemara that Kriya Sahala is said when a tzara does not come to the Jewish people and we were saved, right? Chanukah, we were saved. By Shiras Hayam, we were saved on the seventh day of Pesach. We say Hallel when we were saved. Yom Ha'atzmaut, those are opportunities where the Jewish people could have been wiped out, and we were saved. All right, there's a, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? Not for right now, but that's what the Gemara, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Hallel is said after major events, big things. Hallel is meant for big open miracles, but a Jew has to recognize that Hashem runs the world every day. Even if it doesn't look like a miracle, the sun comes up, the sun goes down, the weather's cold, the weather's hot, you go to work, you come home from work, you go to school, come. It doesn't look miraculous, but Hashem is still running the world. If we said Hallel every single day, it would appear as if we're saying that Hashem is only there for the big events. But like the normal, mundane, regular things, like, oh, whatever, no. I'm only interested in Hashem when there's a big miracle. And therefore, that's why you don't say Hallel every single day. So if that's the case, so isn't saying Shiras Hayam every day like a Hallel for big miracles? Right? Isn't Shiras Hayam about praising Hashem for big miracles? So based on what we're saying, the recitation of Shiras Hayam is not about praising Hashem for Kriyas Yamsuf. And this is important. Your Kavanah tomorrow morning is not necessarily that you're thanking Hashem for splitting the sea. Rather, the purpose of Shira is to express a certain type of Shavach to Hashem. When you say Az Yashir tomorrow morning, you're saying, Hashem, I want to praise you that you are the Melech HaOlam, that you are the one who protects us from our enemies, just like you protected us so many years ago by Kriyas Yam Suf. I'll give you a mashal of what I think it's like. This year, so I'm not teaching Jewish life cycles this year, but if I was, so then I would be showing my wedding video, right? So if I'm watching my wedding video, so then, and I hear the music being played, right? So my intention of, let's say my kids sometimes like to watch my wedding video, okay? So my kids are watching my wedding video, and in the background, the music is playing, okay? So I hear the music from my wedding, you know, so many years ago. When I'm listening to that music, I am not listening to the music because I want to be reminded of my wedding. That's not why I'm listening. I'm washing the dishes. I'm doing something else. I'm not listening to music because I'm being reminded of my wedding. I'm listening to the music because I'm enjoying and experiencing the music itself. Meaning, I'm not trying to go back in time to relive my wedding so many years ago. I happen to be enjoying the music that was played at my wedding right now, and it happens to be from my wedding. It's the same thing with Az Yashir. When we're saying Az Yashir tomorrow morning, we are not thanking Hashem for splitting the sea. We're not going back 3,000 years to say, ah, Hashem, you split the sea. That's not what we're doing. When we say Az Yashir tomorrow morning, we are saying, Hashem, many, many years ago you split the sea. And Bnei Yisrael praised you in a very beautiful, specific way. I want to use that specific, beautiful praise also for you tomorrow morning, for something else. Not because I split the sea, or not because you split the sea, because I want to copy that type of praise, and I want to use it in my own relationship with Hashem. And that's why we're saying Az Yashir tomorrow morning. So again, to review, Az Yashir is now part of the Siddur, even though it might have been controversial in its inception, but nevertheless, when we say Shira every single day, we are praising Hashem in a specific type of Shira, a specific way, amongst the other ways we praise Hashem, in a specific modality, a specific way, in order to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Questions? Mm-hmm.